Today's Mishnah in Masechet Nega'im is Perek Dalet, and we're up to Mishnah Tet. So now, we've been talking about cases where there was a pisayon, or the appearance of an adjacent nega, and the question was it in the same size or not? So here is the case where, up until now, we were talking about where you had a pisayon and then the pisayon withdrew. So if we have, in this case, a remnant which ends up in the final size being larger, so the question is that considered a pisayon? So imagine a situation like this. You have a baheret, which is the correct size of a gris, and now there was a pisayon, and the pisayon was an additional chatzi gris plus. Now, in this case, indeed, there was a reduction in the size of the om, just like in the previous Mishnayos. However, the reduction in the size of the om was only, as it was in the other Mishnayos, a chatzi gris, which means that since the pisayon outside of the om had been chatzi gris plus something or another, that means we're left with a total surface that is still slightly larger than the original nega, even though it's not comprised over here of the original nega, because the om itself disappeared, but the sum total of the size is still more than it was originally and includes a chatzi gris of the original size. So over here, Rabbi Akiva says, wait a minute, if you're left with an additional simen, which is the pisayon, then we do not view it as a new nega. Then it's the same nega that spread. So even though before I claimed consistently that the location of this nega is now a reason to call it a new nega, that's because there was no change in the existing nega that had halakhic significance, and therefore the only significance that we have is the shetach where it is, and it's no longer in that place. Okay, now it's a new nega. But over here, the pisayon is itself a simen tuma of the original nega. Therefore, I do not care that what I have over here is a chatzi gris of the original and a chatzi gris of the later, and I hold that it's tamei. Whereas the chachomim say it's tar, because lamaisa, the original nega, is less than a gris. And every time it's less than a gris, you have to view the chelek that was poseh as a new nega. So now we've got a new nega. Fine. And here, the chachomim, when it says the chachomim are metaher, remember, up until now when the chachomim said tahar, they didn't mean literally tahar. They meant it is whatever it is. In other words, is it? It could be its tahor in terms of not becoming mukhlat, but it still requires hezger, and so on. But over here, when it says tahor, it means tahor, because now the nega essentially is going away. Fine. So now, how about where not only half of the om went away, but the whole om went away? So let's say we start with a baheret, which is a kegris. And now the spreading was a full kegris plus. And now what happened was the entire original nega disappeared, leaving a nega which is a kegris va'od. So Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care if it's not even in the same place at all. It's still tamei, because once you had the pisayon, which is a simen tuma, Rabbi Akiva always holds that what you're looking at is you're looking at the same nega now with the simen tuma. We're going to see this idea. It's a classic idea that is going to show up later on in the Masechet as well, that if what you're dealing with is a simen tuma of a nega, that is in itself an identification of the continued presence of the nega. And that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. So since over here we do have a simen tuma of the original nega, namely a pisayon, we no longer are careful about whether it's the same om or not, because having been defined as a pisayon of that om, it's obviously a continuation of the original nega, and therefore it is tamei. Whereas the chachamim omrim, no, in this case, it's just a brand new nega, because it's a completely new place. And just because it originally appeared as a pisayon of that nega, Nonetheless, it can only be Terah Ebatchila. You can look at it as you would any fresh nega from the beginning and give it its din.